Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am here. Hello, Johnny.
And today is Friday, which means that it's Psychic Day, so we have Dale Shear and Richard here. Are you there?
Yep.
Are you there?
Aloha.
Aloha, Richard.
Aloha, Barbara. Yeah.
Woo!
Dale, are you there?
Dale, are you there? Okay. Well, Johnny's not, so continue then.
Okay.
Let's just give her a chance to get connected to the show.
Okay.
How are you doing on this Friday?
Good.
Oh. Not, okay. Wow. What about you, Richard?
I'm here.
You're here. You guys, you should be thankful for your electricity. I didn't have any until 2:30 sharp. I know it was 2:30 it came back on. They kept saying, it was 10:30. And I'd wait. 11:30, 12:30, they kept putting it off. So, I was getting a little worried because I didn't want to be in the dark tonight. It was getting dark. And you just don't realize how much you love electricity and you rely on it. When it goes out, then you can't make coffee. You can't take a hot shower, wash the dishes, or even turn the heater on for your little birdies that are cold. I was getting cold. But thank goodness it's back on. I don't know what happened, but there was a section of our area that was out. So how are you guys doing? Did you have any failures today?
No.
Failures?
Or was it all just good? I hope you had all good. Not that bad?
Not that bad.
That's good.
It's the night circuit. So yeah.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yes,
hello.
We can hear you.
Why
thank
you,
Johnny.
Yeah.
I don't. AT&T has had a major outage for the last day or two, so I think that might have been the problem. I know I connected the first time. I heard everything you said.
Oh, yes, it could be a problem. I just got an alert that my zip code was included in that and that they're not charging. In case you didn't have an unlimited plan, they won't charge anybody for like 15 days of the month. That's nice.
No, I had unlimited. I have unlimited.
Me too. But
so
still,
I don't know what that...
If I didn't have it, they wouldn't charge me for that time, like 15 days when that all was going down. But is that didn't
yeah,
affect it, me? I don't know. Maybe I didn't have a phone call that day.
I couldn't get any internet at all. I mean, I got some, but you know, it's really weird.
Oh,
so,
I would have.
But I heard what happened was when I heard Johnny. But then I couldn't connect to him, so I had to redial the number again. So I'm okay now. But you sound like I feel, Barbara.
Down?
Yes.
Yeah. I just didn't, even when I woke up, I didn't feel so great. And there's no reason. There was no reason for that. What do you think is going on, Dale?
Depression? I don't know.
Never really get depressed, I didn't think.
I'm not, well, it's a whole other story that I don't want to talk about it. It's
okay.
Really, it's upsetting. That's all.
Oh,
having
geez.
Nothing to do with, Richard, this has nothing to do with you, okay?
Thank you.
I just want you to understand that. I'm very upset with my husband right now, so we'll leave it at that. We'll leave it at that.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
so
no.
So what's a good part, Barbara, what's happening?
Well, I did have my beauty appointment. I didn't get there in time for the dental appointment, which I can do on Monday, get the teeth cleaned. But I did get the beauty part done, which was great. And then I had a fantastic, the best steak I ever had, I think. Wago steak. I'm going to look it up right now. It's from Australia. Somehow the Japanese grow it over there, and they are in charge of this special kind of beef. And I just got the 10-ounce at this wonderful restaurant in Beverly Hills right next to the dental place. And I love it.
Richard. Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Your dogs are
not
barking.
Dog.
Can you?
Not his dog.
Can you?
Johnny's dog.
Not his dog? Oh,
no,
Johnny,
no,
your dog's
not
barking.
Dog.
No, it's Richard's dogs. You got to get him in a different room.
You're in a different room.
Well, you got to go in a different room or something. It's they're barking really bad.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I thought it was a new one.
Okay.
Oh.
No, I think Johnny's dog is too little to sound like that.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Little. Okay, Johnny.
Oh, yeah, too little. Yeah, it's just a tiny little.
It's so sweet.
He can't
though,
bark that big.
Pretty
it just bites, you know.
Sounds like Richard had to go himself because he cannot control those little dogs.
Well, they're his son's dogs. So his son is letting him in the room. I don't know what he's doing.
Well, you're not hearing them now, are you?
No, they're fine.
No.
They are fine. So,
okay.
Richard, how you feeling right now?
Okay. Not good, not good. Bad, just okay. Tired.
Did the Zyrtec help you?
I'm not sure yet.
What's
well, you'd be able to breathe. You told me yesterday
yeah.
that
oh,
it was
yeah.
helping.
I can breathe good. Yes.
And it's helping. That's
just
all
helping.
It's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? You know, it's
yeah,
all
my
supposed
son
to
came
do.
In, told me, oh, the big bottle, yeah. $80. Wow. We've got some
what?
Prescription. Listen to me. We've got some prescription
yeah, what?
On it for the generic. We got it for
uh-huh.
$1.
Oh, wow. Wow. What a difference, huh? $80?
Oh. Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, Stephanie told, it's Barbara, one of my friends recommended Zyrtec to Richard. It's for pollen allergies, dust. He couldn't breathe for weeks. And she went to an allergist and found out that this Zyrtec, it just came back on the market. It was off because it was a controlled drug. And it worked. And she took it and she was fine. And so she told me to recommend it to Richard, but I didn't know it'd be $80. Wow, mm-hmm. But you got to do what you got to do.
Right.
Then he found it
right.
for a lot.
And considering he can breathe now, that's a plus.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Oh, wait, did you
I mean,
say $8? I thought you got it for a special deal, but maybe I heard you wrong.
No, he got it for $1 after the doctor wrote a prescription.
Oh, good. Okay, that's what I thought I heard. Wow, but so they took this off the market for a while. This must really be strong, and it worked. Did it work for you, Richard?
Yeah.
Awesome.
No, I'm taking the generic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fine. It's the same thing.
Right.
Yes. I'm so happy that all worked. See? When you tell Dell something, she'll always find an answer.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't me. Yep. It just came out of the universe. my girlfriend Steffi, she was having the exact same problem that Richard was having. I mean, and it wasn't sinus. It's allergies that are causing the sinus to act up. But it takes away grass, dust, dander, dog hair, everything. And Johnny, you must listen to this because you said someone in your family was allergic to dog hair.
Yeah, well, that's my nephew.
Well, see, if you take Zyrtex, it goes away. You just need a prescription for it. A doctor can write a prescription. Well, see, that was my next step. Steffi gave me the thing for prescription. I was supposed to give it to you, but I didn't know if it would work. So I was waiting to see if it would work on you. What did you do with the stuff you spend the $80 on?
Me?
Yeah.
I used it.
Oh, okay. All right. So the whole thing is that it works, and it's for most, it's for 200 different types of allergies.
Wow.
So Richard had an allergy and didn't know it.
That.
Well, we didn't know it. Huh?
Oh. What did you guys think he had then?
Well, he thought it was sinus. Oh, and Richard, it's supposed to stop your nose from running, too.
I think it has.
Richard, because he'd be eating something and then his nose would run, and then it was really annoying. And now the Zyrtec is supposed to stop your nose from running as well because it's an allergy. You developed allergies. Could be from one of the pills you're taking. Who knows? But it's good. It helped. It worked. And that's one thing down. And I'm very proud that you're taking it.
Thank you.
Now we got to figure out what he needs to take for not sleeping so much. We've got to figure that one out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's easy. How about some Rohypnol?
Some what?
Mm-hmm.
What,
Rohypnol. It's the date rape drug. They call it the date rape drug. It's so strong. Rohypnol. It is.
I don't think we're
going to
take it. No.
I don't think you can get it here anymore. They still take it like it's just normal stuff. They take it like it's a headache pill in Germany.
Well, that's Germany. But here he's taking too many other pills. You don't want to mix them. So that's not a good idea. But there's got to be something out there that can keep you up, you know?
Oh, keep him up.
A little bit up.
Oh, you want to be up, not down. So you have no trouble sleeping. He needs to stay up.
Not sleep. Yeah, not sleep so much.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Maybe there's a lot of coffee. Hey, do you drink a lot of coffee, Richard?
No.
That works.
You used to.
Yes.
Well, yeah, but that can give him heart palpitations. That's a there's some tea. I keep telling him to drink some tea that has caffeine in it. Coke has caffeine in it.
Green tea?
Huh?
Green?
Yeah. Coke. And green tea, but that's still not working on him. So he has to ask his doctor what medication they can give him. That'll keep him up instead of sleeping so much. Well,
yeah.
Blythe said he needs to exercise. He needs to force himself to walk and do some sort of exercise and get moving instead of sitting in front of the boob tube.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
Barbara.
He's pretty good, though. He's been good in his life, Richard. I'm proud of Richard. He used to swim.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank
you.
Yeah, 95.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I know. That's
Barbara.
Too hard on him. I remember my grandpa sat in an easy chair for the last 25 years of his life. Oh, that bothered my dad so much. We're trying to get him to walk around the room. No. He just decided he was going to do that. And Richard has not taken that route. I know that.
Yes, he
has. Well, is he painting? Richard,
Not lately.
Good.
Not lately. He's been sleeping.
I love his paintings. And I love them. And he even sent framed. I didn't even know he was going to send them framed. They were already framed. How sweet is that?
Just a minute, Johnny. I'm not ready. Barbara, did you hear about Wendy Williams?
Yes. That is really sad.
No wonder she was acting so weird on her show. She has that same dementia that, what you call it, has. What's that guy's name?
The movie? Bruce Willis?
Bruce Willis, yeah.
Oh.
You know, Richard, you know Bruce Willis? He played in all the action movies. Huh?
Vaguely.
Yeah, well.
Yes.
Wendy Williams was, had her own talk show, and she has severe dementia just like Bruce Willis. And I keep wondering who's going to take care of her, you know?
I know. And she just was coming out with lots of, you know, movies about her life, and it seems like she was really going to really hit it big. And then now this. That is sad. And they usually do die from that early, too.
Yeah, they do. They do. They do. It's sad. It's under root. And there's another one, Richard, in Hawaii. Remember the newscaster Emmy? The one with the brown hair? I can't think of her last name. She died at 73.
Wow.
Yeah, just Hawaii. Every time I turn on the news, someone's dead. You know, it's amazing.
It is. It really happens more often than lately. It's happening way more often, I've noticed.
Yeah, Barbara, dropping like that. I have to buy you for good luck. Taylor Swifty bracelets. I bought some. It was $10. It off of Amazon, and it brought me nothing but good luck.
Okay. That's so
But
sweet
I need
of
your
you. Okay.
I need your address so I can send it to you, okay?
Okay. You guys sent me lots of cool stuff.
Yeah, that did you need some more erase? Do you need that too?
No. Oh, you guys just sent that recently. It'll be a while before that. But you just send me cute things from time to time, like the Hugh Hefner cigar boxes that are, you know, really special. I keep my little things in those. They're so cute. And just the array.
The Swifty,
wonderful array.
The Swifty bracelets are being really wild because Kelsey, her boyfriend's trading them. Everybody is police are trading them with other police officers because they have words on them and the words mean something. So it's so neat. I bought mine and I've just been really lucky since I bought mine. Very lucky.
Okay. I would love them. I'm going to text my address to you guys or you and get some of that luck myself.
Yeah, it's really lucky. Okay, Johnny, you want go ahead. I feel better now, so you want to go ahead.
Suzanne, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Yes, hi. Thank you. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Where are you calling from, Suzanne? Where are you calling
Florida?
From, Suzanne?
Oh, Florida.
Okay. All right. Yes.
Do you see me moving to North Carolina in a year or two?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. I don't know why are you waiting so long?
Well, I just can't move there. I'm waiting to see if my son stays there because it's kind of hard by myself in Florida. I just moved to Florida in August from New York, but it's more if you're retired and sold a house and stuff, it's hard. My mother and stepdad are here, but, you know, that's about it. And my
yeah,
son.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah,
he's
more.
So young.
Well,
He just turned 23. I just can't move by myself.
He doesn't want to move to Florida?
Oh no.
Okay. Cuz actually you got best of both worlds. Florida is very beautiful and so is North Carolina.
Yeah, well Florida is more if you're married or retired and can just play, but if you have to work at 63 for the rest of your life, it's not fun.
I disagree with you. I've been to Florida many times, and it seems to be, well, Collins Avenue and all that, you know, 95, all seems to be a party place. You know, it's every time I'm gone.
Oh, I really can't party. I have to work, and that's it. I live in a horse town. Yeah, I'm not retired and sold a house and all that. I have to work and not go anywhere.
Okay, I see your point. Anyway, I do see you moving. You're going to find the a place of your liking, and I see a 2 or 3 bedroom. It could be a house, or it could be a condo, or it could be an apartment. It's all going to be good, and as far as you finding a job there, that's going to happen as well.
And hopefully,
so it's very well. I don't know, but we can't go into a whole reading, you know. So,
yeah.
I mean, because we're only doing one question at a time. But I feel it to be very good and very positive for you. I think when I was in North Carolina, which is many years ago, I underwent training in Devotion, North Carolina, which people in North Carolina, nobody's heard of, but it happens to be the Rockefeller Ranch. And I didn't know that, but it was, you know, all those Rockefellers that own this ranch, this horse ranch in Devotion, North Carolina. And I was being trained by my teacher, one of my teachers at that time. So I had all the years to, you know, all the time to stay there. And Dr. Andre Puharic, he was he worked for the CIA, and he worked for parapsychologists. So he was training me. So it was kind of fun. I enjoyed
okay.
it. And then I got to eat lunch and be with the Rockefellers, the boys. So it was good.
See, I don't
really
think I'm going to get a 2 or 3 bedroom house on $15 an hour.
you'll get it.
Out there.
Don't be negative. There's ways that can happen, okay? And also look for low-income houses. Look for low-income housing in that area.
I don't
want to
look. I'd rather stay here than look in Ocala. Low income, that's going to be like hillbilly now. All right, bye.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, are you ready for the next one?
Yes.
Okay, the next is twin sisters Kim and Megan.
Oh, that's wild. That's a new one. Where are you guys from? Hello?
We're from Duluth, Georgia.
Okay, and there's two of you?
Yes.
Yes.
We're a duo. We come as a pair.
I see that. What do you guys
they
do?
Question, so, yeah.
Well, John, let me handle this. What do you do?
For a living?
Yeah.
Is that what you're asking? Okay, I'm an orthodontic assistant, and she works for Delta.
She works for where?
Delta.
The airlines industry.
Oh, I see. Oh, Delta. Yes, one of my favorite airlines. What's your question, darling?
Which one, Kim or myself?
I don't know. I'm not used to talking to two people at once. So anyone jump in there and answer. Go ahead.
Sounds good. I actually have a question regarding, I guess, current state of relationship for myself at this point. There's been some confusion lately, and I'd like some clarity.
Okay, what is the confusion?
Whether it was miscommunications or if we're breaking boundaries for other reasons.
This sounds like this is something you should talk to me in private about because it's very involved.
Okay.
It's not a simple thing.
Gotcha.
And my number is 808-372-1816. You'll have to send a picture of whomever the guy is or whoever the person is.
Yeah.
And I'd have to be with you on the phone, look at that, and tell you what's going on. Because it seems to be way more involved than you think it is.
Gotcha. Okie doke.
Okay.
We can do that.
And the other the other young lady, what is her name?
Okay. Kim.
Hi, Kim. And how can I help you?
All right. So I guess my question is, mine's kind of a loaded question, but mine is that I know I am not doing, I've been at an orthodontic assistant for 18 years, and I know that that's not what I'm supposed to be doing. I know I'm supposed to be doing something much bigger than that, but everything's kind of always been stacked against me. And so I want to know, one, what I'm supposed to be doing, or if you see me leaving my orthodontic job, and when.
Well, I'm gonna beg you not to leave your orthodontic position because it pays pretty good money. So don't leave it yet till you find out what you feel like you're supposed to be doing. You're drawn to some psychic stuff. You're drawn to spiritual stuff. And I don't see that making you any money the way you would like. But I also see something with, I know it's going to sound crazy, something with politics.
I do too. No, I know that too, actually.
That's crazy.
You do?
That's crazy.
Well, because my goal is to, like, what? My purpose for myself that I keep hearing is that I'm supposed to change the system. But the odds are stacked way against me because there's nothing to, so I don't know the direction I'm supposed to go. And when I pray about it,
well, that's what
the
I
answer
mean.
Is,
what is,
yeah.
What, the, wait, I know, I'm not used to talking to two people at once, sweetie. So I apologize.
Okay.
What does politics have to do with anything?
Well, the whole system is broken, right? So like for
no
me,
kidding.
The whole, the system
no
is
kidding.
Broken. It's designed for people to be on, like, I have this bleeding heart for addicts, but the addicts didn't get there on accident. They were, it's all a money game, right? So, like, you don't really want to fix the problem. You just want to have money, right? So everybody, and when the more you get higher and higher, people want to help, but then they get corrupt also by money. And so I'm not sure I'm driven by money. And so I think I'm here to do that, to buck the system. My sister, her son, has been affected by that. And so I know, without a doubt, I'm supposed to say something or do something.
Okay.
Yeah.
You both need major readings. This is not simple. I mean, it's not
that's
a simple
right.
question. And, you know, I'm being honest with you. I know you do. Thank you for passing it on because I need some. All I can say is we have to be careful when we try to change the system because at this point in time, the universe is set up. The whole system of the universe, it's falling apart politically, totally politically.
Well, so
I mean, if you
rebuilt.
Really...
Right?
Yeah, but it's not going to happen overnight, sweetie.
I
mean, you got two people. Hello, listen. You got two people running for office. They're both too old, and they both have dementia problems, okay? And one falls, and the other picks the other one up, and then he falls. You got to realize we don't have a choice. And to change that right now, I've been looking for answers myself. How in God's name do we change this? And it's really serious. It's beyond serious. It's beyond my generation to even figure it out. So, you know, you're just one person. And if you think you could change it, God help you, because it's like impossible right now. That's why I would like you very much. I'd like you to wait and we see the outcome of who's going to be president and da-da-da and what's going to happen. But you have two people that are mental and they're not going to solve the problems of what's going on. You got three wars going on. You got a lot of things going on. Anybody can see an answer to that. I don't know of one person in this universe at this point that can solve any of the problems, except for maybe Obama, and he can't run again, you know? So I don't know what to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
stay put.
Yes.
And just keep your eyes open and watch what's going on.
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, because as far as you solving it, you're just one little person, and I know one little person can make a difference. I mean, look at Taylor Swift. One person can make a difference, but you have to have the backing of the universe in order to do this.
I do think I have that, but I hear you. I do hear you. Thank you very much.
Well, I believe that you do have the backing, and I believe somehow through prayer or whatever, you can find a way to start to help, but it's going to be in a political realm.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Do you know what Barbara?
Yes.
Barbara? I don't know what the hell I just said.
Well, it just was coming through, though, whatever it was, the message. And like you say, sometimes it's not you. It's a message you were just getting through. I mean, her sister, that's her twin sister, she said, wow, she couldn't believe it. I mean, you pulled out that politics, and that's what she was feeling like she's drawn to more than anything. So maybe she can find something to do, not completely try to change the whole system, which is impossible, but something.
You just take one day at a time, but the problem that you face nowadays, if you look at Putnam, what he did, if you try to change anything, you get killed. So I don't know what to tell. I mean, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm not saying put your head in the sand, but at the same token, you can't fight these people that are so corrupt, and all they want is money, and there's just a fine line. And this is basically within the Bible, and it's stated, you know, all these people that are just money hungry and going for that, it's just the evil has taken over. So, you know, we just got to sit back. We got to sit back and relax and see what happens.
I agree.
Because, I mean, to be honest with you, out of the two people running, who the hell are you going to vote for?
I know.
I mean,
changing his demeanor, it seems like Trump, what I did see at the town hall meeting, he's sitting there nicely. It seems like he is trying to tone that tone down. So just my feeling.
No, you got...
10 minutes.
No, wrong. Watch YouTube. He's going downhill. And what's happening is he's been saying things that don't make sense. He's in the fact of owing a lot of money. He's asking people like you and me to donate to him to help his cause when he's a billionaire. Go figure it out, okay? I don't know what to tell you, but he hasn't...
For years,
huh?
And I try to get off that list. I try to get off that email list. I try to unsubscribe everywhere I can. He has his whole family sending out mass emails to, you know, he's buying people's info or something, because I cannot get off these lists to, like, donate for the Trump campaign and all of his family.
Really?
I've been getting them since the beginning of his presidency, yes, or even before, you know.
I mean, you can't write, you can't reply, back to get me off the list?
I have done that, but I seem to be on it no matter what I do.
Can I ask you, can you block it?
I have tried that too, but see, they use other people. They get in there some way. I don't know, Dale, but I have blocked it. I've done everything I can to not receive these.
Yeah, I've been watching lately, the last few days, I've been watching YouTube a lot, and they have had commentators actually showing clips of some of the things he's been saying, and it's been pretty bad. And then he's really in trouble because they're demanding this $354 million within 30 days. And if he doesn't come up with it, they're going to take Trump Towers. So the man is really, I don't know how he's holding up. I can't even imagine that he's not 6 feet under at this point. I mean, with all the stress.
Some people
But at the same token, if he knocked down one of the walls that is Trump Towers, it's all made of gold, real gold. I'm sure he can afford it. And plus he owns a lot of property in Europe and all over the world. So if he were to sell any of it, he'd be able to make his bill that he owes the government. And at the same token, that it's sad that he has to ask little people to give him $5 and $10 to donate to his causes.
You know it's adding up big time.
Yeah. It's on YouTube. Just take a look. And it's not like, oh, everything on YouTube is real. It's not fake news. It's actually showing clips of him saying very weird things, and he's kind of losing it, you know? Now, I would be, too, if I owed that kind of money.
Well, I will, I mean, but I haven't even watched TV lately, but YouTube is where that's what I turn on. That's what I watch all day long, YouTube, and it flows
too,
and follows my interests. Yes, but I had a house guest that I made clear from the beginning, one night only, and four nights later, I had to reiterate that, and then fifth night later, I had to even get a little more firm, and literally, they were here six nights. So that was draining. That was exhausting. I am not used to being at somebody's beck and call, and I cannot flow with my art, with my thought process, with
right.
anything that I have to think. I am always on edge thinking, okay, there's going to be another question right around the corner, so I might as well, I won't be able to get in that zone then. So I was just having such a wonderful time.
You got to learn to put your house off limits and just say you're not taking offers or people coming over right now because you have a lot of work to do or something, or you're remodeling.
Thank you,
I mean,
why do I have to make an excuse? How about
because
what I said before?
Because,
no, because I like to be
Barbara,
alone. Why isn't that good enough? Why do I have to make an excuse for them?
No. The God, that's not good enough. God, we all want to be alone. We're all loners, you know? Richard,
no.
He wants to paint.
How about no?
Richard wants to paint and be left alone. I like being left alone to watch YouTube and Taylor Swift and other things. And, you know, we happen to be that way.
I know, but, okay, I said it wrong. Why do they deserve me to make up something? Why can't me needing my small space here with my daughter and I, we like to have it for ourselves so we can think
straight.
Well,
you just said it.
Is that good enough?
You just said it. No.
That's what I always say.
Barbara, here's what it should be said. You know, it's a small space. It's just my daughter and myself. And unfortunately, I'm just not taking any more company right now. That's all.
Perfect. Love it.
Are you ready for the other caller?
Short.
That's not for
yes,
everybody.
Johnny.
For certain people.
Johnny, keep pushing me, and I'll tell you when I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay.
God. Well, okay, no, Barbara, I'm trying to solve.
He does not like people.
I understand that. I understand. So go ahead.
Donnie, they're
okay.
Okay,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just trying to help Barbara.
Right.
Thank you.
Sharon, who is very excited to talk to you, is live on the air with Psychic Dale Share.
Hi, what is your name again?
Hi.
Hello.
My name is Sharon. Hello. Hi.
Oh, hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Where are you calling from?
I live in West Virginia.
Okay. Sharon, I'm going to ask you something wild. What do you have to do with Canada or something with Canada?
With Canada?
Anything? Yeah.
Well, yes, my granddaughter lives in Canada.
Oh, okay. You have to, does your granddaughter, how old is she?
She is 22.
Okay.
She just got married and she's there with her husband.
Okay. You need to make a phone call to her. Things are not all like they seem. And maybe, I don't know, maybe you need to take a little trip up there if you could. You'll see things that are not going to be quite the way you'd like them to be.
Okay.
I don't know if that may not make sense to you right now, but you need to talk to her and find out what's going on. And if not, it's something in the future that's going to happen, or I wouldn't have picked up Canada. Okay?
Oh.
Do you understand that?
Okay. Yes, I do.
All right. But
yes, I do.
How can I help? How can I help you? Thank you. Welcome. How can I help you?
Well, the question I have is there's been some very odd things happening around my home. And
such as?
Well, this has been happening over and over. It's the same thing. I'll hear knocking at the door, and I go to the door, and there's nobody there. And
okay.
It happens over and over and over and over. And so I know that someone's trying to get my attention, but I'm not sure.
Have you thought about moving?
I just moved.
Oh, God. And it's still, whatever it is, you've drawn that energy to this new place. So you got to look at, boy, I hate to say it. We got to figure it out. I mean, you know, and that's not just a one question thing. That would be like a reading. I'm not trying to push readings, but everybody that is calling today is having, it's just not normal questions. And Johnny warned me of that. He said that we have some very, very interesting people. But it's not a ghost. It's something that you are attracting. It's something from the past that you are attracting. So you need to go into the past or find out what maybe you did or maybe something that occurred that's causing that. Does
okay.
that make any sense to you at all?
Yes or no. I had a feeling I knew it was one of two people, but you're saying it's not.
Well, are you talking about these are people that have passed on?
Yes.
Okay.
And normally
usually,
I can see them, but I can't see them now.
Yeah, I understand, but then you have to find a way to help those two people cross over to the other side. You have to find a way to do that somehow or by I don't do that stuff, so you might have to find the type of person or psychic that does do that to help whomever you think they are cross over to the light, cross over to the other side to make, because they're trying to get your attention so that you can help them.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
It's not an easy type situation, but I would also have your house blessed. Do something to have a blessing.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
But it is. Why are you laughing?
I'm nervous.
Oh.
When I get nervous,
it's just. Okay. Well, it's just something I can't help you with because that's out of my realm. But you need to find in your area somebody that might do anything that you can to find a way to get them to cross over and tell them who you think it is and show them some pictures and, you know, try to help them because they're begging for help. The other thing you might do is put paper and pencil by your bed and ask that person to tell you what the problem is or how you can help them. And when you wake up in the morning, you might have an answer and you can mark it down. Okay?
Okay. I can do that.
All right.
Okay.
Was that it?
Thank you very much. Well,
okay, thank you.
I was understanding we can only ask one question, so that's fine. You help me. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Barbara,
yes.
You want to give out my number or website?
Sure.
This is a heavy, very heavy show.
Well, gosh, everybody, you would really be able to benefit if you called Psychic Gel at 808-372-1816. We're going to give out that number again. Get your pencil ready for your private reading after the show all week long. When's the best time to take your private readings, Dale?
Oh, anytime after 12 o'clock.
After 12.
So.
So you're available. So get ready again,
just
everybody.
Hit miss.
Yeah. Dale's a direct line. You can call her. You can text to book your appointment. You can go to her website. Write this down, 808-372-1816 to book your private reading. And you can also go check her out at DaleShear.com or DaleShears.com. Both work. That's a good idea that you have to do that, Dale, having two spellings go to the same website. You can order her books, get them signed, listen to her meditation tapes. Are your meditation tapes on your website or just on our Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube channel?
It's only on Life, Laughter, Happiness at this point.
Okay. Well, there's 5 or 8, I think, now to choose from meditation, which I'm really into now. I love them. Your voice is wonderful. You know, I feel like
Thank you.
I hear it, I feel better. You know, I've had a lot of anxiety lately for no reason, just like, the icky feeling of lies.
So have I.
Like,
so have I.
Feeling weird. Don't know why. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, then I just want to meditate. And sometimes it's really hard when you're already in that state of the icky state and the anxiety.
Not really, Barbara. I've been having trouble sleeping, so I'll listen to on YouTube. It's on YouTube. And it's under Life, Laughter, Happiness. And they are countdown meditation tapes on anxiety, on stress, on making changes, all kind of things, chakra alignment. And I've been listening to my tape every night, every day, so and helping myself fall asleep. So it's been good.
Good. So everybody do that.
I wanted to bring, Johnny, do we have another person or what?
Yes, we do. We have about 3 more callers.
Okay,
wow.
Go ahead. Because I want to bring this attention to Barbara. Okay, go ahead.
Marie, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shearer.
Hi,
Marie.
Hello.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
Fine.
New York State.
Okay. And I'm originally from Jersey. So you're upstate in you're in the pretty area. How can I help you, honey?
I would just like to know about relationship, love, and reconnecting with a certain person.
Okay, we want to make it specific. What are you doing to reconnect? How are you working that?
What I'm asking is, do you see a reconnection and what can, what do you see going on, I guess, around this person or, whatever. I don't know.
Okay. In order to do that, I would need his picture. Are you talking with him now?
No, I'm not at the moment.
No, you're living in a dream world. It's
not a reality.
No, it's not a reality. You need to make contact with the person. Have you done that?
Well, I'm thinking they may make contact with me.
Do they have your phone number?
Yeah, they do.
Okay. I don't see that happening. I think you have to reach out further on a, you know, go out on the limb, and you make the call yourself and to find out if there's anything there, which it's a possibility, but I feel that that's the way to do it. But at this point, I can only answer one question. I can't do a whole reading. But I can be honest with you, I don't see it happening the way you would like it to happen. I see more of a friendship realm.
That's exactly what I want. I don't want anything more.
Oh, fine. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, then I see a very, very, very good friendship, okay?
Perfect. Perfect, perfect. That's exactly what I was hoping to hear. Okay, and when do you see that coming about?
I can't do time. Sometimes I see 20 years in the future, so I don't know. But you need to make the point of trying. Thank you for your call. I really appreciate it, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, Johnny, go on with the next one.
Aaron, you are live on the air with Psyche Dale Shearer.
Yes, hello?
Hello.
Yes, hello. How are you?
I'm fine. Aaron, where are you calling from?
The Bay Area, California.
Have we talked to you before?
Perhaps. I wouldn't remember.
Well, you certainly would, but anyway. How can I help you now?
Yes, I would like to know what's going on with me in the immediate future, like in the next 2 months, 3 months.
Okay. Johnny, I think you have to be clear with telling people. Because we're on the radio or we're doing a podcast, I can only deal with one specific question for one person because we have people that wait a long time to talk to me. So I can't do a whole reading. If you want a whole reading, you'd have to call me for a private consultation. That's the best I can tell you. Now, if you have a one question, I'll be glad to answer it.
No, that's okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. Are you ready for the last caller?
Yes. But please, Johnny, please let them know they can only ask one specific question. And I do that on purpose so I can get to a lot of people.
I understand. Stacy, you are live on the air with Psyche Dale Shearer. Ask your one specific question.
Yes, I just want to see when you see a new job coming up.
Okay, that's good. Where are you calling from, Stacy?
Florida.
Oh, everybody's from Florida. Okay. You are going to change jobs. It's going to take a few months. I see something. What do you do with computers, or what do you do with writing?
A job that I would have would be on a computer. Yes,
right.
I use a computer at a job, but right now I haven't found anything. I'm not working at the moment. I'm just going on interviews and nothing. Yeah.
Yeah. Well. Do you have a resume out yet?
Yes, I have a resume, and, you know, I've had in-person interviews, but no callbacks.
I believe on some of them, I mean, times have changed, but you got to call them back, you know, to see, you know, to act more enthusiastic about it. But at the same token,
well,
I see you getting
up
a job.
Early on the interviews and everything, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm seeing... you're highly intelligent, really smart, you know what you're doing, and I see something within a two-month period of time.
Oh, gosh, that's long. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a long time.
I said within. That could be one day to 2 months. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, because it's been hard. I've been out of work since the end of November.
Sweetheart, I can't make things happen like that, okay? I'm not a witch. I'm a psychic.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, all I can say is maybe change the way you're doing certain things, but I do know you are going to get another job, and it's going to be very good, so don't worry about it. Okay?
Okay, yeah. Okay, thank you. Right. I appreciate you taking the time.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. Barbara, I wanted to tell you something, yep. Barb.
Okay.
I've been really interested in this new topic. It's new to me anyway. Have you ever heard of the butterfly effect?
Sounds familiar. What is it?
I had just watched a movie the other day, and they have one with Ashton Kutcher. Some scientist somewhere has, or Johnny, have you heard about the butterfly effect?
No, I don't know what it is. I've heard the term, but I don't remember what it is. So.
Okay. What it is butterflies can change and alter time through the flapping of their wings, and they can make a storm here or a storm there by the way they flap their wings and the direction they do it. I know that sounds very strange, but they've had scientists look into this and found it to be somewhat true. Well, I've been watching some movies on the butterfly effect on YouTube, and I've been blown away, but it's showing that certain people can alter or change the future and create a butterfly effect. It's really weird, but if you guys go look it up, you'll see what I'm saying, because I'm not saying it exactly right, but I'm just highly interested in this.
I find it very interesting. There is a lot of stuff out there about butterflies. Some people are horrified by them, and they scare some people. I think they're pretty.
Really?
Yes, my brother's wife, it freaks her. They freak her out. I don't know why. And I've heard this. But
that's weird.
People find it, if they see a butterfly, it's a sign. They see, what was that, Johnny?
It's good luck.
They scare me. I think that I keep thinking they're going to bite me, you know.
Butterflies don't bite. No, they don't bite.
Butterflies. Sweetest thing.
No, I the first butterfly farm I ever went to was in Aruba, and I was sitting in the middle of all the butterflies flying around my head. I absolutely loved it. I loved every minute of it. It's one of my favorite things in the world to do is find a butterfly farm. It's wild.
Well, we grew them out of that cocoon. We ordered it in the mail when my daughter was like 5 or 6, and it comes with a cage. You feed it, then you watch it bloom out of the cocoon and become a butterfly. Then you let it go. They only live for a couple of weeks, you know.
I did the same thing with an ant farm. I was watching it make things, and then they die in 2 weeks. I go, what? I didn't know that, and I got rid of the ant farm. No, but the butterfly effect, butterflies are very, very, very good luck. And if you look them up, if you see one or one happens to be near you, it really presents some good luck to you. Also, this butterfly thing that I'm reading, that I've been watching on YouTube, I just put it up, the butterfly effect. If you were to watch any of the movies, they're all for free, except for the Ashton Kutcher one, but they're all for free. It'll show you the premise of the butterfly effect.
Okay. I am also typing it into Google right here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Tell me what you come up with.
Okay. The butterfly effect is the idea that small things can have nonlinear impacts on a complex system. Flapping its wings, it could cause a typhoon. A single act like the butterfly flapping its wings cannot cause a typhoon. Of course it can't. and that's just the first thing it says, and then I would have to go in and read a bunch about it, but I don't know what they're saying about flapping the wings.
Yeah, I just, okay, the premise, I'm going to just go over for a few minutes, but the premise that I'm seeing, it can alter and change things, okay? Now, what's very strange is that that's what I do for a living. If I go into somebody's head and I see something and I help them, I have, or stop somebody from dying, that is altered and changed something. And in the process of altering and changing that thing, it can create a lot of other changes with that person. So
yes.
That's why I was, yes. Yeah, that's what I was interested in, the butterfly effect, is that I feel like I go through that a lot of times and not realizing it. I'm starting to understand that's how some things I do work and how it affects other people.
Well, yeah, that is so interesting, though, with the one twin that wanted to change the system, and then our thoughts are, well, you know, it's very hard, which is true, but if she studies the butterfly effect here, she probably could find a way that her little, tiny change can change things in a big way somehow. It's right here. I think that's the concept.
That's true.
Explaining it correctly now? Okay, good.
Yes, yes, yes. Just like, give you an idea. And I'm using this as an idea. Taylor Swift, one person, is changing the whole world right now. One person. Does that make sense to you, Barbara?
Yes, it does. So if people can't really see themselves like a Taylor Swift, though, can you give us an example of, you know, a non-famous person changing?
Yes, yeah, so you don't have to be a famous person. It's only one person in mankind that can help someone else. That's all it is. If I go and I help one person in this world, then that changes, sets up a chain of reactions for those people to change other people. So I don't have to be famous like Taylor to do it, but she's going above and beyond the call. Like, she's going in the hospital, she's helping cancer patients, she's doing all kinds of things, even though she has 10 million people going to her show. You know, it doesn't have to be, it could be anybody. It's just your words, just your feelings, just what you say that can change things. You do it all the time, Barbara. You just don't realize it.
Yeah. Okay, that's cool. I like to be more in touch with all of this. I think it's very interesting. I love it. Thanks for bringing it up. And it all matters. And energy is a very big thing that is a healing element, energy. We're interviewing a scientist that has the solar effect, or solar effect. What is that, Johnny? We're going to be interviewing this scientist who wrote to me and wanted to share what he's doing, that he's been studying for years, solar effect, and it's actually just energy, that it's light energy, and he's doing it just with a picture of the person. That's all of the information he needs, and he has cured people who have herpes, which is apparently not.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Curable.
Wow. That's just a healer. That's a healer, and that's the way he works. And that's a very good blessing, and, you know, it's a very good thing. Just like the one I told you where I stopped that boy's nose from bleeding by just touching his nose. So, I mean, you know, he uses it through pictures. That's the way he does it. I'd like to hear that, so that's very interesting. Anyway, Barbara,
okay,
you better do a shout-out.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody, for calling. We hope that that helped you. And even if it was just a little bit, that is good. But let it help you a lot. Continue your therapy. Continue your readings. Call up our beloved psychic, Dale Shear, here at 808-372-1816. We put her website link at the bottom of all of our shows every Friday. Psychic Dale Shear, we thank you so much for your expertise, and you are hitting it on the nail on the head all the time. People, I'm not even shocked anymore. I'm not shocked anymore. I mean, I just think it's amazing. People are. They are. Right, Johnny? They're shocked, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And where
they
is...
They don't have to be.
Richard.
They don't have to be. It's just a normal part of our existence that everybody has. And I'm very interested in that guy who's doing healing, and what he's doing is using his energy and the other person's energy to help heal them of whatever disease they have. So it's a very interesting, good concept. But you got to make sure it's real, Johnny. You got to make sure it's real.
Okay. Last, he's been on so many shows, too, and a lot on Blog Talk Radio. But, oh, my goodness, last week on Friday, I knew a couple of the callers. They were friends. And, I mean, you were spot on with the second caller that was my friend that we never said, oh, that's my friend. But, oh, yeah, what you said, you gave her the love advice. You were so, you were just right on.
I don't remember. That's the funny thing. When I do a reading or do something on somebody, just like I did a little while ago, it blanks out. I don't remember. I can't leave all that in my head. If I did, I'd go around crazy, you know?
That's true. I'm glad you're able
to
let that go. You deserve it.
I do. I just don't remember. Richard, are you still there?
Yeah, I love her.
Oh. Richard, what do you think of all this?
I can't comprehend it.
It's beyond your comprehension.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
He wouldn't be so cool with you if he didn't appreciate it all and enjoy it. Okay, everybody.
Correct.
We want to say have
correct,
a great
Richard.
Time.
Okay.
Aloha.
Good night, everyone.
Aloha. No, aloha.
Okay.
And make sure you book your appointment with Psychic Dale Shear. Phone number is in
the
link.
Richard.
Hey, Richard.
Give me a call. Give me a call, please, after the show.
Okay,
Richard.
Everybody signing off. Thanks for the
wait,
Richard. Call Dale.
Okay.
Call Dale, Richard, please.
Did he hear me?
He disconnected. He hung up. So.
Oh, okay.